I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Negaunee School Superintendent Dan Skews for an update on how the start of the school year has gone so far. Here's Dan Skews.
Well, it feels really good to be back. I guess we'll start with that. We're, 3.5 weeks in now after today. Our face-to-face learning, and I'm going to knock on wood when I'm saying this, has went really, really smooth, despite some restrictions and some different protocols that are in place that we have never had in place in the past. We have pulled off the first 10 or 11 days of instruction. Actually, I think it's 13 days of instruction really, really well. Our staff has adjusted really well to the different protocols. Our students are just happy to be back. I have a daughter who's a senior. And after the first day, I said, "So Jillian, what did people think? Are they complaining about masks or anything like that?" And she's like, "Dad, we're just happy to be back. It doesn't matter what we have on our face." And I think it's important to thank our parents for supporting our different protocols that we have in place and enforcing them with their children, for doing the different self-screening that's happening at home, because without your support, we wouldn't be where we are right now. Yet, I'm going to say that and know that in the drop of a hat, we may be like a lot of the other districts in around the UP who may have to shut down for a day or shut a building for a period of time. But fortunately, we haven't been there yet, and hopefully we won't be there for the next several weeks.
Well, I think it was what we've seen with other districts. I mean, it might just be a matter of time before something like that's a possibility. But at the same time, the preparation to go into the face-to-face learning means that there's also preparation for, if that happens, to recover from it as quickly as possible.
That's exactly right. And we do have a contingency plan in place if we were to go to a distance learning similar to how we ended the 1920 school year. And what we're doing in school right now in a face-to-face format is we're taking a day a week to do some virtual learning. So if we do happen to go to a 100% distance learning format, our students aren't going to be totally caught off guard.
So what's to keep in mind now, especially for parents and the students, of course, but what's to keep in mind now as you continue moving on with the school year?
I think what's important to understand is the health department came out with a new set of documents as far as how to handle illnesses and COVID type issues. And that's on our webpage. A school messenger call went out last night to parents, but I can't emphasize enough to make sure that you're well informed of that document. And with the flu season coming up and with allergies kicking in, I think there's a lot of runny noses and coughs and different things like that. And we would just want to make sure that our schools stay safe. So we're asking parents to follow extra precautions at home and just take a look at that document that's on our webpage and understand why we have the different safety measures in place.
That's Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.